questions.
It's just a fact that Tony Fauci, not the guy I'm talking with, but Tony Fauci, the person in people's mind, is now an impediment to public health because people won't listen to you.
You know, with all due respect, I just completely disagree with that premise because there are an awful lot of people who do listen, who do the right thing from a public health standpoint.
Hugh Hewitt. Weekdays 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All right, let's go, Pensacola. Hey, this is Colton Wright. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And this morning, we've been talking about economic development. We've been talking about the UK mission trip. We've been talking about the Port of Pensacola, the airport, all of the things that make this community move and just make us work. So we've got the Director of Economic Development for Santa Rosa County, Shannon Ogletree, on the line. And this guy's an absolute rock star. He's well known amongst the entire nation as being one of the leading economic developers out there. He's been with Santa Rosa County since 2003. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Good morning. It's usually not a good morning for me, but it's morning, right? Anybody that knows me?
Yeah, you're not the biggest morning guy, but that's okay. Hey, so we've had Mayor D.C. Reeves on this morning. Kelvin Infinger was on at the 6 o'clock hour. So from your perspective, and you've got a unique perspective about economic development, you've been very successful. A lot of organizations would love to have you on their team, but how would you define economic development?
Yeah, you know, economic development is, you know, building, generating wealth for the community, is bringing in companies that sell their product to other areas of the country. And then those sales are coming back into, you know, Northwest Florida, Pensacola, MSA, Santa Rosa County, in terms of salaries, in terms of paying taxes, in terms of, vendors that supply their company. So economic development is trying to bring in money from other parts of the world to the local area that, again, that turns around and, you know, helps pay the salaries or the residents of the area and then pays the taxes and, you know, the spinoff is the indirect jobs, the induced jobs that are associated with these companies. So that's why I really, you know, it's important that that we focus on companies that sell their products outside of the state of Florida, where those dollars from, you know, as close as Alabama and Georgia are flowing back into us and, residents have great paying jobs.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand is, you know, they think economic development and they, you know, I oftentimes get asked, and I know you've been asked too, is, you know, well, you know, why does the county focus on these really big companies when we should be focused on, why don't we help someone start a restaurant? Why don't we help some small mom and pop business? Maybe go into a little detail about, you know, those outside dollars and how that matters and how that strength and those dollars coming in from outside are what actually feeds the opportunity for those small businesses to then be opened and thrive.
Yeah, great question. I do get that a lot. So what I kind of just described, let's just take Buffalo Rock or Guff Cable, for example. And, you know, Guff Cable, their product is sold, you know, throughout the Midwest and, you know, throughout the Northwest. And, you know, when they sell their cabling to vendors, then that is just flowed back into here. There's 500 to 600 employees, you know, are now receiving a paycheck. And, they're living here, and then they can go to that. They'll go to that restaurant, or they'll go to that that service station or those local, local places of shop and spend their money. And that's how we can really, assist that development, is by bringing in new dollars where these employees can actually go shop and spend their money at these local shops. I mean, you know, I'm from a family of small businesses, and my dad had a small shop up in Alabama, and, you know, he thrived on the tourism. He thrived on a textile company of, you know, folks coming in and spending their money there. You know, also like to say we have a great partnership with Kelly Massey and the Small Business Development Center. They have offices throughout Santa Rosa County, and they just 2 days ago they had a starting your own business in our conference room, and I think 8 or 9 individuals were in attendance to learn how to start their own business. So, in an indirect way, we do support the small business, and I think you made mention even yesterday that we had a company in from Jersey, and Shannon, their headquarters.
Shannon, real quick, we're going to get a quick traffic on the fives with PJ.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I-10 and 110 both look good right now. Still working that vehicle crash, County Road 297A at Jack's Branch Road. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash and roadblock, Gulf Breeze Parkway, right near Greenbrier. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. Yes, Shannon, pick back up on the company out in New Jersey, if you would.
So the company out of New Jersey, they were just in town Monday and Tuesday, you know, exploring the area, exploring, not just the site, but what else matters in terms of, running an operation here. Anybody that's willing to invest $20 to $25 million, they want to make sure they get it right, even though they are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, so we had individuals from the Small Business Development Center to talk about, speak on University of West Florida and what the business climate is in the Pensacola area. And then I had an individual in from Landrum. She was speaking on the workforce. We had folks from the Navy and from, the colleges all here to speak on the workforce and what is the climate of the two county region. Because while they will have a, looking at a location out in East Milton, where we've kind of built our industrial complex, there's no fooling any of us that individuals will be going to downtown Pensacola to shop and to dine. And that's just the truth of it. If I just may, go off on a quick tangent, I mean, just a couple of years ago, we had a company from Australia looking, and we were narrowed down to the top three. And they loved the site, they loved the location, and what kind of sold it also was the proximity to downtown Pensacola. And so it's that great partnership that we've had with the city of Pensacola and DC, and he's built something great in downtown Pensacola. So the partnership of us having a complex 25 minutes away, and the workers are here, and then, people can shop and dine down there for their corporate executives and everything else. I mean, it is very cool, but it does take a village to pull this all together. I mean, just for a visit yesterday, it was not just me speaking. It was a team I was speaking about Santa Rosa County, about the Pensacola MSA, and what the colleges, what the Santa Rosa School District, what UWF has to offer that would entice a company from, Jersey, based out of Israel, to come. And we're seeing this left and right. I mean, tomorrow I have a site visit from a company out of South America, and next week is 2 defense contractors. So the word has really gotten out about us and what we have built as a team here in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have no idea how busy you really are and how many companies you're working with at any given time. There's always some company inquiring. Some of those are direct inquiries. Some of them get fed to us through Florida's Great Northwest or any other partner we may have. But no doubt, our region is definitely on the map when it comes to being a location where companies want to at least explore relocating to. You mentioned Kelly Massey and the team over at the SBDC, and I was hoping I would have time, but we just weren't going to be able to do it today to have Kelly come on. But what a great program they have there at the SBDC at UWF. And they for anyone that is thinking about getting into a small business, they definitely help provide some of those resources, and I'm glad you brought that up. So I know you've kind of touched on this already, but the economic outlook for Santa Rosa County is obviously bright. But, you know, you talk about all these different companies you're talking to. Sometimes we hear people make statements about secrecy and NDAs when referring to economic development. Maybe tell people why code names are required for these projects.
The, you know, for the code names, well, I mean, it kind of filters down from the state. So it starts with the state. I mean, no company, I mean, the company that was in here just yesterday or the one I mentioned for tomorrow, even the two for next week, the last thing they want to see is their name in the paper or their name in the social media or any type of media, you know, platform that says XYZ company is considering moving to, you know, to Santa Rosa County or anywhere in the USA. That, I mean, if, especially if they're picking up and moving locations from point A to point B, they don't want to, you know, basically scare off the workers. I mean, I've been laid off twice in my career and, you know, no fault of my own, but, you know, just that's the last thing an employee wants to see is a, you know, their company that they're working for in point A is moving somewhere else. And I mean, I can't blame them for that. I mean, it's gotta be a certain way to break down, but that is the reason why is that, so they're not getting calls from the media. They're not getting inquiries. They're keeping their employees calm and because they still have a business to run while they're looking for a location that is, you know, that can continue to help their business grow. So that is the reason for the code names for, you know, any company that we work with, the just for, you know, just for their protection.
Yeah, so it's not part of some large conspiracy or anything like that. It's really just an effort to make sure that these companies are able to go through their due diligence and do what they need to do without their competitor finding out and then either trying to undercut them or somehow sabotage the project. And I know there has been times in history where that has happened. So, hey, Shannon, we appreciate all you do for Santa Rosa County. It's a pleasure to work with you, and I'm glad you pointed out it really does take a team. You've got a great team in your office there with Jackie and Bridget and Karen and everyone. And then the Board of County Commissioners, there's no doubt that Santa Rosa County is doing great things. You're helping lead that charge. But it really does take a team to get things done. And I'm really excited about the economic outlook for Santa Rosa County. And I certainly appreciate having you come on with me this morning, even though it was early for you.
It was early for me, but no, I appreciate it. Yeah, it is more than just me, as I mentioned. It's more than just my office. It is those other departments. It is PSC, it's the school district, it's, you know, Jennifer Hines with the school district, it's Karen Barber, it's others from UWF and PSC, Dr. Meadows. I mean, I know I'm just name dropping here, but I mean, seriously, they all help when a company comes in and helps us make that pitch.
Yeah, no doubt. We're all working together. Shannon, thanks for coming on with us this morning. We really appreciate you. Everyone, no. Shannon Ogletree, a rock star in Santa Rosa County. Hey, thanks for listening this morning. This is Colton Wright with News Radio. Started to say 1620. That's old school. That's AM.
Well, we still have that. We can go to 1620.
Yeah, 1620, 92.3. But we're going to jump over to David in the newsroom.
Well, good morning there. Taking a look at our headlines today, another big primary day in the books. One of Tuesday's closest watched races. The favorite to win Wisconsin's Democrat primary for governor lost in an upset. And that was Democrat Socialist Francesca was narrowly defeated by moderate Democrat David Crowley. In another big race, late Senator Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham, will face Congressman Ralph Norman in South Carolina's Republican Senate primary runoff after neither candidate got the necessary 50% plus one vote to avoid a runoff election. There is a federal hearing scheduled for later this week on Friday for the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. There's some speculation of a possible plea deal. This comes after Mangione appeared in a state court in New York yesterday. A judge approved an overflow courtroom. They're expecting huge crowds for that trial when it starts next month. And protesters are calling for the Trump administration to end the ongoing deployment of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. There was protests near the White House yesterday on the first anniversary of the federal law enforcement surge in the district. Also, seeing this report in today, apparently YouTube making it harder for creators to earn money on the website. In order to get ad revenue now, creators have to have 8,000 qualified watch hours over the past year or 20 million qualified shorts views in the last 3 months. And that is apparently double what the requirements for monetization used to be. That's what we've got in our headlines this morning.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. We're going to jump over to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right. Still working that vehicle crash, County Road 297A at Jack's Branch Road. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash and roadblock Gulf Breeze Parkway right near Greenbrier. Use caution there. Also have a vehicle crash Gulf Beach Highway at Gulf Breeze Avenue. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman Jimmy Petronis. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. You think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronis, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids. And with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronis, Inc.
The greatness of Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. And, I mean, it's true. Look, when the market was really hot, they were selling over 200 homes a year. The market got more challenging. Rates changed. People's willingness, concerns about the economy. They were down to 175 homes a year, then 165 homes a year the following. But last year, back up. Same market, challenging for a lot of people. A lot of homes are not getting sold. Back up to 209 homes a year. That's four a week. That's crazy. And a lot of times, they're selling homes that other realtors can't sell, who, you know, one, two, three, even five or six realtors can't sell a home, and they sell it. But why? It's just a passion for the details, learning how to get things right, how to stage a home, how to photograph it, how to list it, the price, the follow-up, how to do the open house. It's all kinds of little things. And then once you get offers, all the way through to closing, how? Through experience. Even silly stuff. Like, in one case, I know she was saying that a home wasn't quite moving the way she thought it should, and they decided that they'd take the house that was kind of painted a coastal yellow inside, and they repainted it with a very neutral tone, sold immediately. So it's really having the experience to see what's the thing that might get in the way and overcoming or fixing that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
Whatever the day, whatever the hour, FPL is working to keep your service reliable and your bills as low as possible by building stronger transmission lines and rerouting power with our self-healing grid, by preparing for storms and restoring service quickly, and by building highly efficient, diverse energy sources. Because we know every dollar counts. FPL, working for you every single day.
Join Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks today at 9:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Chris will be sharing his years of expertise in the field of locksmithing, talking about topics like security benefits of having your home or business locks inspected and resecured, smart locks, and even reprogramming your car's ECU computer for a lost key fob.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Culhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. This is News Radio 92.3, your home for the Noles. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, welcome back. This is Colton Wright filling in for Andrew McKay on Pensacola News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you're looking for a family-friendly thing to do this weekend, Friday, August 14th, over at Benny Russell Park in Pace. They'll have the Aladdin being shown. That's going to be our Santa Rosa County moving the parks. Sabrina White and her team do a fantastic job over there putting those together. And if you have something you'd like to do with the family, I would say go out Friday the 14th. They'll be showing Aladdin, which is the movie they're going to be showing. So that's going to be good stuff. You heard Shannon Ogletree earlier from Economic Development, and I think a lot of people have the wrong idea or just wrong picture of what economic development really is in our communities. And we're so fortunate to have people like Shannon and Chris Plate and others in our community that really work hard to build an opportunity for large companies. We'll be back in just a few minutes after this break.
A split verdict for the far left. Progressive Peggy Flanagan scoring a big win in the Minnesota Democratic Senate primary, while DSA candidate Francesca Hung fell short in Wisconsin.
Establishment Democrats are likely breathing a sigh of relief this morning. This was the outcome they had hoped for, but perhaps not what many of them had expected. David Crowley beat Francesca Hung by less than a percentage point, not the margin that polls had indicated.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Consumer inflation cooled slightly in July, meeting expectations, the CPI report. For July, likely to ease rate hike worries.
Everything in line with estimates. So month over month, July CPI coming in up 0.1%, year over year up 3.4%.
That's Fox Business Network's Cheryl Cassoni. We'll get the producer price index tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 83 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. We're going to get a look at our forecast. That'll be up in just a couple of minutes. A Milton resident who's followed the city's wastewater treatment plant debate said at last night's council decision that it lines up with what her group has been asking for all along. Resident Pam Mitchell says moving forward now, while still studying better long-term options for a separate parcel, makes financial
sense.
That's
exactly what Save Blackwater has been saying for the last few months, that y'all could proceed on the plant and proceed on site two, which is 117 acres. So, I mean, we're 100% for what y'all are doing. Kudos to you. Thank you for listening.
And the city council approved the plan to move forward with the city's already permitted plan for its wastewater treatment rather than waiting for further testing on disposal methods last night. Governor Ron DeSantis has announced nearly $188 million to strengthen rural health care across the state, with the Northwest region receiving the biggest share of that at $81 million. Across 35 awards locally, Escambia Community Clinics is receiving multiple grants totaling over $10 million combined, supporting preventative care, workforce development, and specialty services. Northwest Florida Community Hospital, North Walton Doctors Hospital also getting some significant funding. State officials say the awards are part of a five-year billion-dollar effort to expand rural health care access. Navarre Beach Fire Chief John Kanzig went to the Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners this week asking for a $300,000 loan to cover the department through November. He said years of flat budgets and overspending caught up with the district. A formal vote on that is set for this Thursday. A 37-year-old Crestview man is facing drug charges after a grand jury indictment. John Martin Elmore is charged with conspiracy to distribute and possession of methamphetamine, both involving more than 50 grams. He faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years and up to life in prison. The trial is set next month in Pensacola. The Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for its second class of the Radiate Leadership Lab, which the nominations are running through August 31st. The program brings together professionals at all career stages for leadership training, running from October's orientation through a graduation next February. Chamber officials say self-nominations are also encouraged. Only nominees receive the application. Anybody interested can submit a nomination at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. It is 8:34. Let's get a quick check on our forecast with Channel 3.
We are going to be seeing mostly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 93. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Keeping your nice hot weather around 94 degrees for your high on Friday with a 20% chance of rain. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And at 8:35, it's 82, partly cloudy. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary, 477-8782. Taking a look at the big board, we have a brand-new vehicle crash, Pensacola Boulevard at Broad Street in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. Also have a vehicle crash and roadblock, Gulf Breeze Parkway, right near Greenbrier. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Right now, partly cloudy. It's 82 degrees. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. And your money now this hour. Our markets are up. The Dow's up just under 0.2%, 91.5 points at 53,883.53. S&P 500 up 25.75 points at 77,54.07. NASDAQ up 166.5 points at 26,611.961. That 10-year bond rate down today, 4.66%. Gold price is up 34.10 at 44.75.20. Silver up $1.11 at 66.04. Bitcoin is up $555 at 63,911.98 right now. Looking at those oil prices, they're down just a bit. West Texas Intermediate down 37 cents, trading 82.83 a barrel. Brent crude down 47 cents this morning at 88.42 per barrel. Looking at our gas prices, the national average for a gallon of regular is up just a bit today at 4.03 a gallon. Taking a look at our local prices, 3.54 the average around Escambia County, 363 in Santa Rosa, 365 in Okaloosa County this morning. Inflation rose slightly from June to July, but numbers released today from the Bureau of Labor Statistics are basically in line with what analysts had been expecting. The Consumer Price Index shows inflation rose 0.1% for that time period, while it fell a bit year over year, from 3.5% to 3.4%. The report, which is a favorite of the Fed's when it comes to determining interest rates, showed the core CPI rose 0.2% more than inflation overall. Well, YouTube making it harder for creators to make money on the website.
In order to get ad revenue, creators now need to have 8,000 qualified watch hours over the past year or 20 million qualified shorts views over the last 3 months. That's double the previous requirement. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Office of Management and Budget has lifted the ban on TikTok on federal government devices. The move follows a Justice Department opinion finding that employees can legally download TikTok under the platform's new U.S. joint venture, which is majority owned by American investors. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice, Colonel Eric W. Shorter, for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
The countdown is on.
Chest high stab. Here is the give. Cole Feely bounces to the outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Hi, this is Jeff Colhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. The new college football season begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you get into business, you do it for why? Because you like to do that thing. You want to install HVAC. You want to give medical or legal advice. You want to repair cars. You want to build roofs. You know, whatever the case may be. But then when you grow and you get employees, you have to deal with things that you don't particularly want to do. The red tape kind of stuff. Employee benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll. I mean, none of that stuff is fun, at least not for you. You got into business to do what you like to do. Well, let somebody else who got into business to do the stuff you don't like to do it for you. That's where Torgerson Consulting comes in. You know, we've been using them for 5 years. They've actually been in business for 25 years in the Pensacola area, helping businesses just like yours take care of this stuff in a way that makes your employees as happy as possible. You know, finding the best plans, giving them choices, scouring the marketplace to find the best stuff. How do I know? Because we've been using them for 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country. And I am a big thumbs up. My wife, who's an industrial engineer, very hard to please on detail-y type things. And she says, oh, no, they're great. I just recently listened to Reed Torgerson give a presentation to the Milton City Council about their benefits packages. Brilliant. Dry and boring, but brilliant. It was a fantastic analysis. So find out what they might be able to do for you. Might be better. Might not be. I don't know. But in either case, no obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
4 years ago, Kerry Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Kerry steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Kerry alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Kerry continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Kerry Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need.
You actually need.
So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up.
Always caught up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, AIKOYE. In your head.
Welcome back. And thanks for letting me ride in your car with you this morning. This is Colton Wright. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay at Pensacola News Radio 92.3. PJ, great job with the UK tie-in with Cranberries there.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
I like that. So, PJ, what day is today?
August 12th.
August 12th. So did you know that August 12th is National Middle Child Day?
Oh, I had to tell my middle child that. So make her feel special.
So you've got three. Where do you fall?
I'm actually the baby of the family.
You're the baby.
My brother is the middle child.
Okay. So, but that's okay. The youngest may apply to this too.
Okay.
It also happens to be National Vinyl Record Day.
Oh.
Right. So we talked about Soundgarden playing the Night Owl, yeah. and my time we could peel that layers of that onion back pretty far on my time in the music industry and friends, but so. Couple things on records, and let's just say music in general, but being the baby,
mm-hmm.
Do you ever steal your older siblings' music?
All the time.
Yeah.
Twisted Sister, Kenny Loggins, whatever they had going.
Yeah. So same thing for me. You know, my brother would I'd be looking for a record, either oftentimes a 7-inch, just an EP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or one of my CDs, or sometimes cassette. And I'd be looking for something. I couldn't find it. And I'd come to find out, I'd hear it being played in my brother's room, right? and then I have to go steal my stuff back. Mm-hmm. To the point where I actually put a keyed entry, like a front door lock, on my door to my bedroom. I gave my parents a key, right? But I was like, I went and bought it myself. I was like, I got to do this. I got to keep my brother out.
That's funny.
It was T-shirts, records, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about National Vinyl Record Day, question for people, and here you go. Text us in at 437-1620. Please text us and give us your input here. So you ever heard a song that you know and you love the song, and then you find out later on that it was a cover, that the song you like is not the original artist?
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
When I was younger, Poison's Mama Don't Dance and Daddy Don't Rock and Roll, did not realize it was not their song.
Right. That was that Loggins and Messina?
I can't remember who did it originally, but
I think that may be the case. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Or another one that Poison did. They did. They covered Rock and Roll All Night,
mm-hmm.
which was a Kiss cover.
Yeah.
Right. So hopefully people will text us at 437-1620. But you know, there was a big hit in the '80s by a group called Soft Cell, and it was Tainted Love, right? So and of course that song was actually covered again in the early mid '90s. But a lot of times when people heard that cover, they thought it was Soft Cell. It's actually a Gloria Jones song from 1964.
Mm.
So when I was doing research on this, I thought it was pretty interesting. And those of us that, actually, we've got traffic on the fives.
Oh, I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not seeing any delays on Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives, and I have some Soft Cell for you if you want it.
Tune it up.
Makes you want to get on the dance floor, right?
It does. So, you know, that's the thing, is that's a cover of a song from 1964 by Gloria Jones.
That's crazy.
Here's another one we talked a little about REM had played in Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
many, many, many years ago. The song Superman. I don't know if anyone remembers that one. It wasn't one of their biggest hits, but that was originally by a band called The Click. And since one of the sister stations here is country,
mm-hmm.
Billy Ray Cyrus, 1992.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky Heart. That song was actually done the year before by the Marcy Brothers.
Huh.
And apparently went nowhere. And old Billy Ray shows up with a mullet and makes it a success.
I feel like that's probably true for some songs out there where the original artist did it. Didn't go anywhere. Somebody more famous came along. I know there's other titles. I can't think of it, though.
Yeah. It's and I'm not a Billy Ray Cyrus fan. I can't stand that song. But
so you don't like Hannah Montana then either, his daughter?
Not so much. I think my daughters, when they were really young, watched a little bit of it. But, you know, the old Hannah Montana is a lot different than what we see in her today.
Mm-hmm.
So you just said something about, you know, immediately following up with another song. There's a band called Bowling for Soup. Song 1985. I know a lot of people, if you heard it, you'd know it. It's a pop punk band that kind of had a big hit. That song was recorded just a year before by a different band called SR71.
Mm.
It really went nowhere, and then Bowling for Soup did it, and now they're known for this song. They play Warped Tour. They, you know, they've got a video.
Yeah.
And it's just yet again one of those songs that 1 year later made all the difference, right?
Yeah.
The timing is everything sometimes. Blinded by the Light.
Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann. Originally a Bruce Springsteen song.
Huh.
Hard to picture. I'd love to go back and listen to it.
Was he the writer of it?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, he did the original. And you guys play some Talking Heads as bump music from here time to time.
Yes, we do.
The song Take Me to the River.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah. Originally Al Green. 1974. Huh. So I'm bringing these up because what's interesting is a really good song, if it's well written, can be done in almost any genre, mm-hmm. and it still works.
Yeah.
Right. So here's one. Now I'm not the biggest Coolio fan, but Gangster's Paradise.
I like the Weird Al version better.
Well, okay. Amish Paradise.
Yes.
Originally Stevie Wonder, 1976.
Oh, okay.
Blew my mind when I saw that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got some texts come in. We've got, yeah, Respect. That's correct. That was originally a, I think that was Aretha, Aretha Franklin did it. I think it was it Otis Redding? I think that might be right. But you're right. That was a cover. Major Tom, that was a cover as well. Let's see. We've got somebody call Deepest, Cat Stevens, Rod Stewart, Sheryl Crow. First Cut is the Deepest. Okay. Got it. I did not know that. I've heard the Sheryl Crow song, but I didn't realize that those were those other artists had done that song as well.
Interesting.
Here's one. Does anyone remember the Soup Dragons?
No.
You note if you heard the song, I'm Free. It was, I'm free to do what I want any old time. You'd know it if you heard it. It was is a
okay.
Like, I don't know, 1994, 95, big radio hit. It became a top 40 hit. It was originally a Rolling Stone song.
I'll have to take a look for that.
Here's one most people should know. Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes.
Yeah, good song.
Otis Redding. So it's funny, when I was going through a list and doing some research, how many times Otis Redding songs had been covered by other other groups and have been very successful. And here's one you guys play pretty regularly. I think it's most every Monday when Sheriff Bob Johnson comes on, a Clash song.
Yeah, I Fought the Law. Mm-hmm.
Originally by a group called the Bobby Fuller Four.
Hmm.
And then I'll give you, well, there, I got two more here. That
something about the name of the Bobby Fuller Four, that sounds a little bit more, I don't know, like old-timey band. Like, I don't think it's kind of an edgy song, but I don't think it probably would have been that way when they performed it.
Yeah, it almost makes you think maybe it was probably a little bit more like folk Americana, or maybe a little more country.
That's what I'm looking for, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, look, so my theory on old country music, like, I'm not a big fan of a lot of new country, but really old country, early country, was punk rock. So Hank Williams Sr., Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings. Those guys were kind of outlaws, right?
Yes, they were.
If you listen to their song lyrics, they were very punk rock. They were just a little, they were against the grain a little bit, very DIY, you know, do it yourself, self-motivated, a little against the grain. And it's funny because in today's world, so many artists that had good careers in punk rock music and heavy metal music, as they've gotten older, and now have gone back to touring with an acoustic guitar and are playing folk or what we call Americana, which is basically just old country.
Yeah.
American Aquarium is a good example of that. There's a song called The Luckier You Get. And as a matter of fact, when I would come in and when I would do a segment in the afternoon sometimes on the afternoon drive and just do a quick interview after a board meeting, that's the, one of the songs I had is like my walk-up music, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because it's just good, kind of just good country, wholesome, but still a little edgy.
Well, you're describing Aaron Lewis from Stained.
Yeah.
Stained was very rocky and hard, and then all of a sudden he grabbed a, like you said, an acoustic guitar, and now he's kind of country and a little bit of rock infused, but...
Yeah, because, you know, it's kind of like, what do we say? You know, I'm not as good as I once was, or I'm good once as I ever was, right?
Yeah, so like, Toby Keith.
Yeah. I love heavy music. I went to Dallas and saw some great hardcore bands this past weekend before my kids went back to school. And the crazy thing about that is I can only do that for short bursts. You know, I used to could listen to heavy stuff and just go. You just lots of angst, lots of energy. Now it's short bursts, then I'm going back to the guy with the acoustic guitar and a little more mellow. Lyrical content may be similar.
Yeah.
But you can only take so much of the intensity.
Well, I like the intensity, but my wife always makes me turn it off. So
I hear you. Well, let's see. We've got, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's originally by the Arrows. Somebody texted in. Killing Me Softly. Yeah, that was, I'm trying to, Roberta Flack. Okay, that's who originally did it. Got it. Yeah,
well, let's get Meg on a microphone here. She'll.
Yeah. Meg just walked in to do her show. Yeah, that's a great Lauryn Hill song, though. And let's see, we've got someone said Last Kiss. Oh, Last Kiss by Pearl Jam. Yeah, I don't remember who originally did that, but that, gosh, that became a pretty big hit for Pearl Jam. I want to say like 2000, 2001, mm-hmm. and was really out of their typical element. It didn't sound like their other stuff. Yeah, some interesting texts. Somebody sent in here.
I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett. That was the other one.
Yeah.
By the Arrows,
yeah. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts did a number of covers. All right, well, let's go to PJ with some traffic on the fives.
All right, let's do that. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not seeing any delays on Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Need to move across town, across country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BBB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Go LambertTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Heartburn. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing is worse than heartburn after a long day. When you're finally off the clock, dinner's done, feet kicked up, kids asleep, and boom, heartburn tries to steal the moment. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing works faster for heartburn relief. The effervescent tablets start neutralizing acid in seconds, so you can sit back, relax, and unwind from your day. Next time heartburn hits,
quick, Alka-Seltzer.
Use as directed.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Colton Wright filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, that was some Dire Straits you were just playing
dire
there.
Dire Straits.
That's right.
Salt and Swing.
Yep, Salt and Swing. We did Money for Nothing earlier. Those are not cover songs, but it Mark Knopfler, the singer for Dire Straits, was born on this day in 1949. So we've got Meg in the studio.
Colton, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Great to hear you on the radio.
Thanks. What you got for us?
Well, I can't help it. When I was driving in, I started thinking of a song that was done in 1988 by Will to Power, Baby, I Love Your Way. and it was a huge hit. And I remember telling my nephew, because he was playing it, saying, isn't that a great song? I said, yeah, but it was done originally by Peter Frampton back in 1975. He goes, what? I said, yeah, Frampton Comes Alive. It was like one of the best albums ever. I got him a copy. He came back, and he goes, oh, my God, that Peter Frampton guy is amazing. And I thought, oh, I'm getting old.
Yeah, well, it happens to all of us. You know, the Peter Frampton thing, I always viewed him, and I can never not think of him as the guy that has the weird...
when you talk through the thingy.
Yeah, the talk box is what hooks
his
guitar.
The talk box, yeah. But yeah. He was so cool at the time, but it was just funny to hear a hit of a song that was a hit for me 10 years earlier.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to thank Andrew McKay for the opportunity to do this today. Nerve-wracking, but a great experience. PJ, David, thank you guys for your patience this morning. And thanks to Dave and Mary Hoxing for building a family of stations that are really a part of the fabric of our community. It's been great to be here. Y'all have a great day.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.